America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Mitch, please.
All right, guys. It's been a tough week for one NFL player in particular, not on the Browns, that is Chicago's DJ Moore. Not only did he walk into the sideline mid-play in the Bears' loss to the Cardinals on Sunday, but he was on 670 The Score in Chicago earlier this week. Was asked this question about his head coach, Matt Eberflus.
Has Matt Eberflus lost his football team?
I want to say no. The message yesterday was that we know we 4-4 now. It's just like being 0-0, but you just got to go out there and start stacking wins how we did. And that's the best thing we can do is win and then let the chips fall how they fall after we do so.
I think that he misspoke.
Is that what it was?
I think that he misspoke.
I mean, him openly admitting that would be just absolutely terrific. Yeah, we don't really rock with the coach anymore.
We really don't care for him. And, I mean, yeah, it was pretty silly to leave Caleb Williams in there, and you know, I wouldn't have left Matt Eberflus with him anyway.
All right, so we've already had Robert Saleh gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we just got the firing of Dennis Allen. Who is next? Doug Peterson? Could I interest you in that?
To be fired?
All right, Eberflus?
Matt Eberflus is going to be gone.
But who's next is what I'm asking.
Who's next?
Like, we used to do Black, Black Monday?
Yeah.
Right? Well,
Bill Goldberg, who's next?
How many guys are already getting canned? How many guys are there going to be that don't even make it to the end of the season?
Dable?
Ooh.
Dable's a maybe.
Dable a maybe.
I have sauces in New York. Dable's actually a maybe.
Because you're not going to say any of the first-year guys, right?
Mm-mm.
Because it's not looking good for Antonio Pierce.
He might make it through the whole year.
Looking good for Mayo.
Well, remember, the goal for some of these organizations, ownership groups, is to get to work early. Like, that's why the Vrabel thing is going to be really interesting, because he's going to have multiple suitors.
Yeah.
So this gives these teams a chance to get a beat on it.
Man, if I'm Vrabel, I'm thinking long and hard about any of this. I don't need to be. Do I need this stress from any of this? I mean, you just had a situation where the rug got pulled out from underneath you. You know, and the thing is Titans fans are like, the rest of you people are crazy. Like, there was a lot of people in Tennessee media and Tennessee fans who, like, wanted him gone. And they think we're nuts. Now, I think that they're seeing this year, maybe he wasn't the overall problem.
You don't think Vrabel would have interest in Caleb Williams?
I think he would have interest in a lot of these places. But if I'm Mike Vrabel, I want to make sure I'm damn good and ready, because there's only one more time you can really jump back into one of these things where, I mean, he's got it right now where I think any owner out there would give him a lot of power. I mean, there is a point. I mean, let's not sit here and beat around the bush. There could reach a point at the end of this season where Jimmy goes, you know what? Hands in the air. Go ahead, Matt. Mike, sorry. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead. I was thinking of Eberflus. Go ahead, Mike. Bring him in. Let's see where it goes. Like, he could very well do that. And Mike Vrabel could look and goes, what's the cap situation with the quarterback? Did Ohio State just lose to Oregon? Does Ryan Day want to be a pro head coach? Like, he might just think, because you've got to be damn careful about this. They're all risks. That's why, I mean, you become head coach, they're not perfect situations. But, yeah, it's with him there, I think it makes a lot of people start to know. I guarantee the Jets have already sniffed around and go, hey, you interested? You know, that type of thing. Guarantee it's already happened. And when some of these dominoes start to fall in college football, then I think you can guarantee that there could be some things that happen here over the next couple of months that are going to be very enticing to Mike Vrabel. There's always going to be that Florida chip that could move, and that could move somebody from a different place, and there go the dominoes. And we'll see where that all happens, where that all goes. By the way, Let's Go CLE tweeted at me, Ken, you are crazy to judge Baker Mayfield on 2021. The guy was playing with a torn labrum. And yes, it would have gone forward with Baker. It was common sense. Did you not watch 2020? Guys, I can only help you so much. I mean, we've talked about it till death. I told you about it before. That was part of the problem. His teammates couldn't stand him. A lot of the major names in that locker room couldn't stand the guy. And again, how many different situations we're talking about with Halloween parties after losses and everything else, where the guy even admitted himself he wasn't mature.
He was immature. I think he's
owned up to it. Was it a great idea to go after Deshaun Watson because of that? No. But
I also think you can't just say, well, what about...
It's revisionist history.
What about 2020, but then not go, well, what about 2022? When he was abysmal in Carolina. He was never going to be a quarterback again.
Yes, and by the way, there's still part of this where that...
Up and down. That's his whole career.
And I can put a lot of that, though, on the Browns. I do think he's a much more mature, centered quarterback now, and yeah. I wish we would have got this version of Baker Mayfield, because this version of Baker Mayfield's pretty good, pretty excellent. But you go back to where he was. I've said it before. Remember I made that analogy? I go, guys, if I hand my keys off to my son and say, well, he's going to drive someday, I might as well put him behind the wheel now. And he goes and wrecks into the high school down the street. That's my fault.
Well,
the Browns let him run everything in 2019, and we saw how that went. It was very, very bad.
Here is going to be the true test for Baker now, because he's had a very, very good start to the season. Now we're getting past that start. Now we're getting into normal football here. They've lost 4 of 5. We'll see how much he's matured. Because the Baker that we had losing 4 of 5, things would start to come apart. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how he works, if he can work through this and stabilize things. Because they got the 49ers next. And if they lose that game, the playoff talk is over. And it's going to be a lost season for Tampa Bay.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.